for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the mainland this morning. God, we thank you. We are so grateful to you for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy that you have extended to us, who believe. God, I thank you. Honor you, exalt your name this morning for making us God-made men and God-made women. Thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I just opened up your mic. You ready this morning to sing?
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. I give you praise, Lord. Glory to God. Sweet Jesus, hallelujah. Sweet Jesus, He's the lily of the valley. Bright morning star, sweet Jesus, He's the God of every nation. Bless His name. How I love Him, He's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star, how I love Him, how I love Him, He's the God of every nation, bless His name, He's my Savior.
bless
your glory.
Bless his name.
Thank you, God. The lily of the valley. That lily grows over everything. It's pure. It smells good. It has a fragrance. And it really thrives in moist ground. Hallelujah. Not dry ground, but moist ground. Hallelujah. And Malachi, he talked about the sun would rise with healing in its wings in Malachi 4. Hallelujah. In Revelation, he talks about the Son of the Lord, Jesus, the light, his star. He's the star. He's the of the morning. Hallelujah. He's my lily. Glory to God. And I grow him everywhere I go. Hallelujah. Yay! Hallelujah. He's sweet. That's Motag. Motag is Hebrew. He's sweet. It's a good smell, a good thing of fragrance. It's sacrificial. Hallelujah. Sweet. And he is. His word is sweet. The Psalms tell us. Taste and see how good the word of God is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my joy. I've been delivered. He's the lily of the valley. The bright morning star. I've been delivered. He's the God of every nation. Thank you. Hallelujah. When you get to delivered, they call you crazy. Let me be crazy to live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank God this morning. When God delivers you, he delivers everything. Your pocketbook. He delivers your relationship. He delivers your workmanship. He delivers your cooking. He delivers everything. Hallelujah. I give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You just brought back one of the other good old songs. You know, everybody know I can't sleep. Everybody know I'm tone deaf. That's why. But you know that song? He's sweet, I know.
Oh.
I know.
Yes, I do.
Storm clouds may rise, and
stormy winds
may blow, but I'll tell the world
wherever I go
that I've found the Savior, and
he's
sweet. I know.
Yes, he is. Sweet Jesus. Sweet. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. But I tell the world wherever I go that I found the Savior. Sweet, I know. Thank you, Jesus. God is just so sweet. He's so sweet.
Glory, glory, glory.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Let the Lord shine through you. Folks who don't know what it is, some of them see me and they say, girl, you're glowing. I say, that's the love of the Lord. He touches everything, y'all. I ain't no young chicken. I'm a spring hen, but I had to tell you. My skin glows, my hair. God touches everything. Deliverance, true deliverance.
And true deliverance, it goes down to the root and pull it out. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I give you glory this morning. I give God praise this morning. I give him, I give him praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh. Somebody, thank you, Jesus. Somebody post in the chat room, fasting benefit. Fasting benefit. I haven't talked much about the fast. Because I had to tell, I don't know. This one, really and truly, God had to do something to me, really get me in it. For a minute, I just couldn't get in it. So that's why I know what you mean. Talk about you have to get in a song. You have to get
Amen.
In the song for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So I just want to talk to you for a short period about the benefits.
Thank you, Lord.
And I think I want to start in Daniel chapter 10.
Lord.
I want to show you two things. I want to show you something. I've been wanting to show it to you, but God hasn't kind of like released me. But he released me this morning, and he released me to teach about fasting benefits.
Mm.
So let's start here in Daniel. It says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed. Remember, I'm talking about Revelation? The revelation of Jesus, you know him. And then Jesus brings you the revelation of God. And then God comes to indwell and live in you by his own Holy Spirit so that you have permanent, constant access to revelation. So it says here, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. So where are we starting up in the supernatural here, right? In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. Now, me, myself, the fast that I'm doing for these rest of these 40 days here, I'm doing a Daniel's fast. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So the first 21 days of this fast, I'm dedicating it to a Daniel's fast. And in the 4th and 20th day, the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, look at this, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the barrel, and his as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, something supernatural happened to them, but a great quaking fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision,
and there remained no strength in me. Brothers and sisters, many times when you come into the manifestation of God or one of his angels, it does something to your physical body. Your physical body will respond and react to the presence of God, quaking, shaking. For my comeliness was turned into corruption. Look at this. And I retain no strength. In the presence of God, you're changed. Something has to happen in the real presence of God. Yet, I heard the voice of his words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face and my face toward the ground. This is where I first got from praying prostrate for God with my face on the floor, my body on the floor stretched out before God. And behold, a hand touched me. You can get in such a position with God that God will pull you up, okay, and set you up or stand you up or put you in whatever position he wants or needs you to be in. And I'm a Daniel 10. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright. This is where we get the position of standing up in worship with our hands lifted to God, brothers and sisters. For unto thee am I now sent. And when he has spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Are you hearing me? That's what I'm saying. Time to get right. For real. The real God. The real angels. I'm not saying that Satan angels aren't real, but it's not their reality we're supposed to be living in and responding to. Come on, not the reality of the devil. Then said, fear not, Daniel. For from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand, not set your mind to understand, set your heart to understand, and did chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, angels, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. But look what he said to Daniel. Now, Daniel, I am come to make you understand what will befall your people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one like the similitude of the sons of men, my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O my Lord, by the vision, my sorrows are turned upon me, and I have retained no strength. Brothers and sisters, something happens, not one time, but every time, anytime you're in the real presence of God or godliness. 17. For how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remains no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. When you come into the presence of God, something has to happen to you. It ain't no joke. Daniel. And they say what? Beloved of God. Daniel came in the presence of Gabriel. He couldn't talk. He couldn't do anything but lay there prostrate and receive. He said he didn't even try to open his mouth. Hear that? Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man. And what happened? He strengthened me. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto you. Be strong. Be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. We talk about the strength of the Lord here. We talk about not the strength of a vain imagination, not the strength of a lie, especially. 20. Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now will I return with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come, but I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none with me in these things but Michael, your prince. Now that's another teaching. Let's continue on, because I'm talking about fasting this morning. I'm talking about the fast that we own this morning. I'm talking about the fast that I'm on and the fast that some of you decided to take on also. Fasting has been divinely provided to us by God in order to help us obtain the anointing of ease. You see, with the things of God, you have to accept it and believe it by faith first, and then you receive the anointing for these things. When you receive the anointing, the struggle ceases and the flow begins. Amen. Matthew 6 and 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Before you ask him. Mark chapter 9, verse 29. And he, talking about Jesus, said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Fasting alone don't get it, brothers and sisters. You're supposed to be praying every day. Now, I apologize because I didn't take you into it maybe right this year, because there's so much going on. But another thing, I was still waiting on God a little bit. You see, there are really tough battles that you got to win. There's some battles that you cannot win in unless you utilize the weapon of fasting and prayer. You got some demonic enemies that cannot be successfully tackled unless you use the power of fasting and praying. Right now, there are many, many demons, deaf and dumb spirits, that are operating. There are many, many strongholds, devils, spirits sent by witches and stuff, that the job is to put a resistance between you and the answer to your prayers. And if you use little gentle weapons, if you use weapons that you don't even have any faith in, and if you try to use weapons that you don't understand, those demons from the dark side, the spiritual side, do not recognize your authority because you don't have any authority being displayed in it. But the moment you apply the power of fasting, hallelujah, there are angels out there. That prince of Persia will go to work for you because he's working for God in releasing of your blessings that their job is to hinder and obstruct you from receiving. If you see, Daniel obviously thought that the answer to his prayers were going to come quickly. But Daniel only faced reality when he came to terms with the fact that he had a stubborn situation at hand. So Daniel decided to make use of the weapon of fasting and prayer. That was Daniel 10 and 12. And when the angel and the help came, he said, "Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart, not as man, hear me this morning, not as flesh, his heart, to what understand and to yourself and humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I am come for your words." God sent an angel for those words. You know, in the Bible, it says that the prayers of the saints, hallelujah, are stored up to be poured out over the earth at the command of God. So when you decide to focus your attention on fasting and praying, your spiritual man, your inward man, wakes up, comes to attention. And you know what? Your spirit man comes out beyond your soulless realm, man, becomes so sharpened that it will let you into a realm of insights of God into deep spiritual areas of what? Your own life. Your own life. You see, fasting has been designed by God to set the oppressed free and destroy satanic yokes and break stubborn strongholds down. When we begin to make use of the godly provisions that are really captured in fasting, there will be uncommon divine wonders and signs of God on earth. When fasting is practiced according to the dictates of the word of God, you're going to see, hallelujah, amazing results in your own life. But until you discover the benefits of fasting, until you put into practice the benefits of prayer and fasting, you don't know. You do not possess what it takes to move on into the inside lane of life on this highway to heaven that we travel in. Fasting provides you with a supernatural spiritual grace and uncommon, godly, holy, holy. Put this in the chat room, about eight people. Holy enablements. Holy enablements. Holy enablements. You got that? You see, fasting, a lot of people don't know this. Fasting preserves the blessings that you've already obtained. Do I need to repeat that? Fasting preserves the blessings that you've already attained. So most of us fast when we face some challenges. Great, because fasting will lift you above the waters of affliction. But let me tell you something. It is more beneficial to you in Christ to fast when you're just fasting for him and not fasting because you're always coming to him, begging him, which you don't have to do anyway. You don't have to beg for what you already got. You just got to use it. Okay? Fasting is used by God to bring you into a holy grace that causes you to be an overcomer over life's battles. Fasting is an essential part of your spiritual walk with God. Since God is a spirit, we can only understand his ways and blossom and flourish spiritually when we observe regular seasons of fasting, prayer, just afflicting your soul unto him so that your spirit man becomes stronger. Hallelujah. So that your spirit man becomes mighty. Hallelujah. So that your spirit man. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Overpowers your own soul. Fasting and prayer. In, if I might use this example, to the wavelength of the heavenly realm, enabling you to travel quickly in a realm of divine intervention. Fasting will clear the dark clouds of unexplainable setbacks. Fasting helps because fasting is the highest level of prayer. Did you get that? Fasting is the highest level of prayer. Prayer that makes the impossible possible. Prayer that introduces you into ease, which introduces you into God's choice blessings. See? Fasting and prayer is supposed to smooth the rough edges of life. It's supposed to lead you into liberty. It's supposed to empower you supernaturally, yes, God, to take giant strides and to achieve your dreams with ease. Fasting. It's supposed to open up fortified doors and give you that special grace that you need to fulfill God's destiny in your life. Brothers and sisters, fasting will help you obtain the keys to extraordinary living and take you out of the realm of negativity, which is causing you to be deprived of the wonderful benefits of God. The Bible says that we may fast in secret and our Heavenly Father will reward us openly. Matthew 6 and 8, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. as you fasting and praying in this prayer that we in right now, you're going to experience uncommon supernatural grace. Grace to destroy the works of the enemy and the wickedness that's being poured out upon humanity right now. You see, the devil's agenda is so tough right now because he has a short time, and he knows it. Revelation 12 and 12. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. The enemy is aware of the shortness of his time. So therefore, he has switched to his most vile, malicious, and wicked intentions. His intention to devastate, destabilize, and destroy the lives of God's believers. Brothers and sisters, the devil knows that his time is so short that he has put a wicked plan in operation with an evil agenda. Our means of safety is the weapon of fasting. As you fasting in this fast, you're going to be empowered to frustrate the agenda of the king and kingdom of darkness. Brothers and sisters, God can open your eyes if you ask him to. God can open your eyes to the fact that the enemy is perpetuating wickedness with the remaining hours that he has. He's aware of his shortness of time. He's aware that his season is so little that the only option he has is to furiously and decisively kill humanity. As you're fasting, you're going to be empowered to frustrate the agenda of his kingdom. God is opening your eyes, and God right now is putting in you a season of action. That's why you feel like, I got to get this done. That's why you feel like, I got to do it. It is God. But first, he has to have you willingly take on the battle gear of fasting and prayer, to raise your arms up to him, up to heaven, and he supernaturally endues you with grace and power from on high. Make no mistake about it, your enemies from the dark side are fasting too. They're trying to obtain this power and this strength to carry out their evil activities, which is openly available to you right now. As you fasting in this prayer, arrows of darkness are going to be deflected and sent back to the sender. As you fasting in this prayer, the powers that are holding your blessings and miracles hostage are going to have to let go of them. They're going to have to release what they've been holding back from you. They're going to have to release what they've stolen from you. They're going to have to relinquish the intention of their lies and falsehoods. As you going on in this fast, God's benefits to to you are going to be released. And whatever the enemy has planned to do in order to throw you into a season of sorrow and frustration, into a season of hindrance, hear me this morning, it's going to be rendered null, void, and ineffective. The powers and the angels of God are going to deal decisively with every system and every plan put in place by the enemy for you to have severe attacks as you are allowing the power of fasting and prayer to usher you into God's heavenly realm, a personal victory. The devil already under your feet, you're going to crush his head. But understand this. It's going to take the power of fasting and prayer by you and by me to dismantle, pull down, overthrow, and destroy the devil's strongholds of darkness that he's trying to levy. Levy not just against you, but levy against the kingdom of God. You got the blood and the power of the blood. Now God wants to activate whatever he wants to activate, but it's going to come through you afflicting your soul through fasting and prayer. And guess what? You're going to see those chains broken. You're going to be a demonstration of a chain breaker yourself. Are you ready?
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Those of you on the blog talk can't see what I wrote in the chat room. I wrote, your fast is serving God first and then you second. I wrote, this fast is to enable you supernaturally. This fast is to make your soul subjection to your spirit, man or woman. It's to make your soul under subjection to your spirit, man or woman. Brothers and sisters, you got to go through with this fast. You got to go through. It's not even going to be too difficult for you. Just purpose in your heart, I'm going through. I need what God has for me when I finish this fast. I need more power over the enemy. I need it. And if you go to my website, one of them that says you can stop the devil, and I can't remember the other one. You can stop the devil today. I think the other one is get more power over the devil. Brothers and sisters, you got to do this. You got to do this. God is depending on you to do this as an intercessor. And guess what else? The most important benefit. You get closer. Even closer, closer, closer. You and Jesus. Closer to God. Closer. That's what's so important. Really, really, really important. I'll see you tomorrow on the TED line.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody give me praise. You know what? I almost forgot. I'm only one, maybe 2 days before finishing this module I put together, the first one. And that's going to bring all you new people to Christ. It's going to bring you up to snuff with the people that's been on here a long time. I finally got the module done so that I can send it out like a PDF, and even if you miss something that caused you not to be in the place where you are now, I'm in the place where you need to be, rather. And so what I'm going to do, as soon as I finish typing, getting it, you know, going through it one more time and putting it in the right order, I'm going to do a 2 or 3 hour teaching workshop. I'm going to teach you myself, and then I'm going to be able to provide you with the PDF. Ain't God good? And I'm only maybe 2 days from having it complete. Maybe 2 days.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Somebody give me praise. Lebanon, Kansas.
because Lebanon, Kansas is the geographical center of the United States of America. And all the dirt that I got, I took a little pinch and I'm sending them, it's going to meet them in Kansas. A little bit of our dirt, they go in there to pray on the north, the south, the east, the west point, geographical center of the United States, that the Holy Ghost fall and bring anointing. Praise God. I couldn't go with them. God didn't tell me to go with them, but he told me to send the dirt. So this week, there will be a prayer team, and they all men. There's a prayer team of 8 men to the geographical center of the United States of America. It's historical. It's labeled. It's a monument. I guess you could look it up if you wanted to. The geographical center in Lebanon, Kansas. And they've taken copies of all my prayer requests. And they're going to bring me some dirt back from there. I almost forgot about that to tell you.
Somebody give me praise. So sorry.
Power, it's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's
I'm on my way out. It's www.tedlinestopthedevil.com. www.tedlinegetmorepoweroverthedevil.com. www.americanneedsaexorcism.com. I'll see you tomorrow on the main line.